much. Thank you.
This is The Talk Line with your favorite duo, Raquel
and Byron, every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on Port FM.
Your Kasi, your Stasi. Yeah, hello everybody and welcome to The Talk Line with your favorite and dopest and desa duo, Raquel and Byron. My partner in crime is running a bit late. You guys must know Miss Traffic and how it all goes. But yes, guys, we are here. We are doing the things. Welcome back to your favorite show, The Talk Line.
That's right. Welcome, and welcome, welcome.
Not funny, devil trap up say stare. Lovely to see you, friend. How are you?
Well, I am feeling wonderful. Just as I stepped in, voel ek ek is al by die huis, man.
Ja, man. Dat is niks so lekker soos by die huis instap. Verstaan jy? Na lang dag.
Welkom terug.
It's been a minute,
friend. We missed you.
I know, right?
We missed you so much last week.
Yeah, but yeah, guys, I had a, you know, brutal exam last week. But hey, I'm here. Your favorite online radio station.
Fresh one?
Yes.
What glow?
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe the time of the month, friend.
But you're looking fresh and beautiful and actually refresh
you.
Is the proper word that I should be using.
I think it's just all of the stress of the exams and work and it's everything. Over, ne? It's now just like,
sure.
The load has
plus
been
the
released.
Lighting.
It hits.
We have to take a picture, man.
But yes, guys, do we have a lineup for you guys tonight? As you all know, that it's currently still the 16 days of activism
against
women and children abuse. It's ending on the 10th of December. So we ranked in the experts on gender-based violence.
Yes.
We will be chatting to Raylene Jacobs today.
Yeah.
She's a qualified social worker. She's been doing community work since the age of 19.
Wow.
So she's well-rounded, you know, very well-known within the community and all the work she's been doing. And she's also, you know, part of the Shalom Safe Places, you know, and fighting the pandemic of GBV with the SAPS. So, yes, guys,
it's a
very important discussion that we are having today, you know, which should not be just celebrated for 16 days.
Yeah.
It's an everyday fight.
But, I mean, I've been listening on radio, like on my way to work and back.
Yeah.
And I just keep hearing this noise about someone they'd known who abused, sexually abused. It's just sad news, and it's always someone they know, and people are turning a blind eye.
And guys, we should this even if you're not a victim of it, but it can be you next. Never say never be me. It will. I'm not next. You know, it could be your sister. It could be your mother. It could be a friend. It could be a
neighbor.
You
wouldn't even know.
Yes,
they are suffering in silence. But it has to stop, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It has to stop, and let's stop turning a blind eye.
Yes.
We are here to support each other. I mean, it could be your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we'll be like, it's none of our business. Why are we involving us in other people's business?
Yeah.
This woman is going through the worst. This man is going through the worst.
Yeah.
Imagine being physically abused. How can you deal with that?
Well, not just physical. It's emotional.
True. It comes with a lot of stuff as well.
Different forms,
Just as an example. I mean, guys, we cannot turn a blind eye anymore. And as time goes on, it gets worse.
Yes, it does.
I'm repeating myself by saying it's someone they know.
Yeah.
It's someone they
majority
know.
Majority of the cases, yes, it is. Oh. So, yes, guys, we're going to have more in-depth discussion regarding that. We're also going to have a telephonic interview with one of the Feltmans.
Family
members. We're just going to have an update on the current situation, you know, and basically what happened and all of that, you know. Because the community outreach has been tremendous.
Yes, and I saw there's evidence. Yes. There's photographic evidence for that.
So, yes, guys, keep it tuned. We have loads coming up for you. But right now, let's set the tone. We're going to put it easy in. I think this is so applicable. Mary J. Blige with Real Love. Real love. What is real love?
Yeah,
it doesn't come in a form of abuse, you know, or being stuck in situations or circumstances.
True.
But yes, guys, let's hit it off with Mary J. Blige with Real Love.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Boort.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and you are tuned to your favorite online radio station, Boort FM. You can tune us and stream us live on www.portfmradio.com.
That's right.
Or go through all that admin when you can simply download the app and just one click away from listening to your favorite Desa duo, Raquel and Byron. Guys, you are tuned to The Talk Line with your favorite duo, Raquel and Byron. As always, Tuesday evening.
It's
where it's supposed to be.
I know it's a favorite time of the evening where you're tuned in, where you're listening always to us. Yes. And we will bring you all the informative information, especially tonight where we're going to be covering gender-based violence, as it is almost the end of
the 16 days of activism. Yes.
You know, ons bring julle lekker goeie mans, bring jou belangrike goeie.
Regte goeie men, lekker goeie. That's how we roll.
Perfect
here.
We're saying it. Well done.
Yes.
10 punte vir jou.
Ach, dankie, Mikey. I need them after these exams. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you've just tuned in earlier, we advised you guys that we will be having a very special guest in the studio with us.
That's
we'll be having Raylene Jacobs in the studio with us. And GBV is kind of a specialty. So, firstly, I'm going to welcome Raylene. I'm not going to, do the introduction. I'll let her do it herself.
Yes.
So, welcome, Raylene.
Thank you, Raquel and Byron, for having me.
Yes. It's wonderful having you here.
Thank you so much for joining us, especially in this time where we're facing, two pandemics.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Coronavirus and then one GBV.
Yes.
But before we head into, the whole GBV and the whole topic of the night, just tell our Poorties out there who you are, who Raylene Jacobs is.
Okay. Do you want the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Netsua.
Okay,
please.
My name is Raylene Jacobs, as you've mentioned. I am a single mother with 3 children.
Okay.
I'm also a grandmother of 1.
Wow.
Sexy grandmother.
I would have never said beautiful as ever, guys. You don't understand the view I have in front of me.
I don't want to reveal my age, Byron, so stop it. Yes, I have 19 years experience at Telkom. I worked for Telkom for 19 years in project management.
Okay.
I've also worked at an inpatient rehabilitation center, Castle Care Clinic. And I'm now with the University of Pretoria doing substance abuse. So I actually work for COSAP, the Community Orientated Substance Use Program. So expertise, there's where my expertise are on substance abuse, Raquel.
Okay. All right.
But yes, we do report on gender-based violence as well. So in a nutshell, that's me. I am local. I'm from Poort.
Yeah.
I'm obviously lekker.
Yes.
And so ek is 'n huiskind hierso and groot geword hier, volunteer werk for 19 years.
Awesome.
Hier in Esterus. And that's me in a nutshell.
Awesome. Ek like het wat jy gesê het en lekker.
Yes.
Yes.
Local is mos lekker.
That's right.
A lekker ouma. All right. So yes, guys, we are talking about gender-based violence tonight, although Raylene explained that her expertise is substance abuse, but I think this is more human abuse.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also abuse, different abuse. All right. Yeah. So tell us, what role will a social worker play in assisting the victim?
Okay, as a social worker, I must say, any social worker, there's nothing that you can do without God.
Amen.
Because as a social worker, you tend to deal with different things, with different people. And on gender-based violence, I must say, the person must feel comfortable. The person must feel safe. So as a social worker, I am supposed to play that role, to make the person feel safe, to make the person feel comfortable to share their story. And also I don't like using the word advice. I normally give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, you take okay. and you take yeah. What works for you. Yeah. You know, giving advice can also give put you into trouble yeah. because the person might come back and say, but you said so.
Yes.
That's why I don't believe in giving advice. Right. I give you the pros and the cons and awesome. You take what works for you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Must also remember, for every person it's different. What works for you might not work for somebody else.
That's true.
So yes, as a social worker, as I say, the different roles that you have to play is to be supportive, to empower the person, to make the person feel safe,
yes.
and also to tell the person that there is options. You know, you have a choice.
That's awesome. That's very option.
That's right. We have a voice and we have to use it.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
But I love that you put it to them that there are options.
Yes.
It's not just that you have to stay, you know.
Yes.
There are other things to, you know, other ways, you know, to work
exactly.
around it. I love that. So tell me, if I can make, you know, or report abuse, can I make an anonymous report of abuse?
Most definitely. I get a lot of anonymous reports.
Okay.
They report or call my number, but I normally prefer giving the COSOP number. You know, I've got two numbers.
Okay.
So on the COSOP number, which I will give later on,
yes.
They do report abuse, and then I work closely with the police. So I then get the information and then send the police straight to the address. I must say, the police also then give me feedback on what expired.
Oh, that's
if
nice.
It's during the day, I must say, I also like to follow up on myself. You know, people can sometimes give you false or wrong information.
Yeah.
So I prefer, I'm very lastig. You know, I like to involve myself in things. So if somebody reports something, I like to go check it out myself
okay.
to make sure, you know, what if the information is true and correct before I send the police.
But that's not lastig. That's just being passionate and caring.
That's right. And that's
that
taking
is basically
care of our fellow
that's
brothers
true,
and sisters.
But don't forget the lastig. I am very lastig.
Emphasis on lastig.
Yes, yes, yes.
So tell us, in a case where if an individual who is being abused by, say, if it's a guardian, what happens in that instance if it's a guardian that's abusing me?
It's very important for a person to report that. Even if it's a guardian, an uncle,
yeah.
a family member, a neighbor, the reason why it's important, you need to speak to a social worker
yeah.
or the police station. You know, the police station has their own victim empowerment center, which I'm also linked with.
Okay.
Yes, so the person can report it to the police station. What happens when you report a case? It doesn't mean that the person or the perpetrator will be arrested.
Yeah.
There's also two sides and two ways to deal with this matter.
Okay.
The person that's the abuser might also need help. So what we've decided as GBV, the gender-based violence community at the police station,
okay.
we decided that, you know what, maybe the perpetrator also needs help.
Mm-hmm.
So let's send him for anger management, him or her, because
yeah.
it's not only males that's being,
yes.
females that's being abused.
Yes,
eh?
That's
it
right.
goes both ways.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Or children abusing their parents. I mean,
yeah.
abuse is all over the
yes.
show.
That's true.
And like
yes.
you said, we've got two pandemics at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So at the police station, we also have EVAP. It's eliminating all forms of violence against people.
Oh.
We're also stationed at the police station,
yes.
Meaning that the person is safe to come and report. And like I said, it's not like the person will be arrested.
Yeah.
The case will be investigated. And
right.
if the person needs to be transferred to a safe place or safe
yeah.
space, that can also be arranged. So it is very important for the person to know that there are options that you can report or speak to someone.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, maybe there's just an ideas that you can get from somebody. Like I said, the pros and the cons,
yeah.
the options
yeah.
that you have. It doesn't mean that it's the guardian you're going to get into trouble. Please speak out. Don't keep quiet.
Yes, yes.
That's
I just have
awesome
a quick question that
yes.
just came through, Relina. Can I ask
yes,
it?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. Ek gaan dit in Afrikaans leer. Maar daar is nie 'n anonymous lane waarop hulle kan rapporteer nie. Say no, hulle wil nie die polisie inbring nie.
There is an anonymous line.
Okay.
That's why I got the number. It's actually a Gauteng a call center free number.
All
can
right.
I give the number now?
Yes,
yes
please give
yes.
the number.
0800
yeah.
423-428.
There you have it.
Thank
can
you.
I just repeat the number?
Yes,
please.
0800. It's actually 428. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
All right.
428-428.
Awesome. Thank you so much, listener, for your question. We really do appreciate it. And please do share that number, whoever requires
yes,
it.
Guys,
yes,
guys, we're going to repeat that number afterwards again. I think we can also do it on our social pages.
Yes, please, we will definitely
be sharing
it. Because
I think this
it.
Is very important information
uh-huh.
that people are not aware of.
Yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
And I think that is the problem that happens in a lot of communities. It's the lack of knowledge.
Yes,
yeah.
that's so true.
And now we're sitting, and
yes.
we're sitting in a situation that might just end up killing us because we are lacking the knowledge.
That's true.
So, yes, guys, we'll definitely repeat that information later with all the information where you can maybe contact Relene.
Yes.
You know, how it works at the police station. We're dealing with all of that. So we will have all that information communicated as well again. So our next question is, what do I do if I know someone that is a victim of abuse?
That is a very difficult question.
I know.
You know, not all victims want to report their cases.
Yes, yes.
And not all victims want other people to report. Yes.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's a very difficult question. I would say, as my personal point of view, speak to the person, ask permission if you can report the abuse.
Yeah.
If the person doesn't open up to you, they will normally deny that they are being abused.
Yeah. Yes,
so
yes.
It is a bit of a difficult situation.
Sensitive.
Yes, yes, very sensitive. People don't want to admit in the first place that there is a problem. But I would also say, you know, seek help for the person. Ask, go to the police station, get information.
Yes.
There is options for you as well that wants to report it.
Okay.
But I would say rather speak to the person and confirm if they do want you to report it.
Okay.
Yes.
I just am thinking of a question now, and and this is in a majority of the cases we have heard people talk about, where, like you say, the victims don't want to have it reported.
Yes.
They don't want to report. They don't want other people
to report it.
But what do you do in an instance where you know there are kids involved?
Yeah.
And you are concerned for the safety
of
the kids.
Yes.
Do I? And she refuses to have it reported. But your concern is these kids.
Definitely when children are involved. I would say, as a social worker, it's my duty to protect our kids, our children from the community.
Uh-huh.
So most definitely report that matter, because the abuse might go over to the children.
Yes.
You know, the person might not might be comfortable, but I always say, you know, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent.
True.
So if you allow that to happen to you, your children's going
to
see that, and they're going to allow it. So if
them.
You feel strongly that you see this abuse taking place, rather report it.
Yes.
And not even if just, you know, for the fact where the abuse might end up, you know, being transmitted to the children, but the traumatic experience those kids are having to see the abuse.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think that's just, for me, it's just traumatic, and these kids need to become adults.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's where the vicious cycle comes in.
True,
in.
Yes. True.
And the sad part is the victim must know that you're not the only one.
Yes.
You know, you're not the only one in this position, and there's no need to be shy or to be embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
You need to speak out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people won't know. You know, you speak out when it's too late.
Yes,
don't wait for something to happen before you report a case.
Yeah.
Let's rather prevent. You know, prevention is better than
the cure,
would you say?
Yeah.
Yes,
so let's prevent that from happening.
As
I mentioned before, maybe the person that's the abuser, the abuser needs help himself, him or herself.
Yes.
So we won't know if the person don't speak out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's no way that it's a 50-50 situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a female, I've got my own 100%.
Yeah.
So please don't let any man or any person tell you otherwise. As a woman, you have the right, you have the knowledge, you have the beauty, and you have the success to be your own 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And
awesome.
I think that is majority of the cases where you hear why people sit in those situations.
Yeah.
It's because financial stability.
Yeah.
They've got nowhere to go.
Yes.
Or it's for the kids.
Or the fear of just staying in that.
In some instances, some of them are afraid to leave because they're afraid they might be killed.
True,
or some of them are even afraid of being alone.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed?
Daar is ook waar.
Daar is mensen wat sê, ek wil alleen wees nie.
Yeah.
So they will rather stick out with, you know, with the abuse rather than being alone.
And
maar ek wil net sê, moenie skaam wees nie, mense, praat, daar is hulp.
Yeah, that is. And you know what, guys? And I say also, it needs to start with us as a community.
Yes.
If someone comes to me and says, but listen, I'm being abused, or you know of that person being, don't jump the gun by judging.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so difficult for someone sitting in that situation. And like we've just discussed, there's various reasons why they're sitting in the situation.
Yes,
so instead of passing the judgments, let's rather have the ear to listen, the shoulder
let's
to
help.
Climb.
Yes.
Maybe eventually you create a safe place for that person.
Yes, definitely.
Because unfortunately, and by your vrouwens for all, waar ons, maar jy wil hoor jy bly bly. Hoekom bly jy bly? It's not that easy to leave.
Yes, but if you can just recall back, I said speak out. Mm. I did not say step out.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes, I love that.
It's easy for somebody to say, just leave him. Leave. Get out, you know. It's not so easy.
It isn't really easy.
And if you're not in that situation, you wouldn't know.
Yes.
So that's why I say speak out instead of just get out.
Yes. Yes.
That is so true.
That's true. Definitely.
Well, guys, yes, this topic is quite heated. Very interesting. Very informative. But I think we're going to head over to a little ad break.
All right.
So, guys, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this. Let me hit it up with Big Pun. Still not a player. Kicking it old school.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things sport.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back to The Talk Line with myself, Byron Michael Barnes, and Raquel Miller.
Yes, Quirky Kel. Accepted. It's there. It's happening. Astlar. Jommy?
No, okay. I'm Quirky Kel. Now give me a name. You're brilliant.
I told you Bright Byron. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah.
Guys, we do still have... Welcome if you still tuned in. We were discussing with Raylene Jacobs, who's been doing amazing stuff for our community. And, you know, we've been talking off air about all the effect of gender-based violence in our community and how important it is that we have to create awareness about it. So we'll obviously continue with the interview, Raylene. Thank you so much again for coming and being so natural in doing
Insightful.
This.
Insightful.
Exactly.
I'm also thinking now of a nickname. So before I leave, you must also give me a nickname.
Oh, yes. Please do. Let's give her one now.
No, let's let it simmer.
Rightful.
Reveal it just before she
Rightful
goes.
Raylene. Raylene, you know, we're obviously still covering the gender-based violence. And we're also going to go dive into substance abuse, as mentioned, of course. Do you have any idea how many cases of gender-based violence have been reported in the last 6 months in our community?
Yes, most definitely. In the last 6 months, 23 cases has been reported at the police station.
Wow.
Sure.
Yes.
23.
And those are just reported cases.
Yes, that's just reported cases. But we don't fathom the ones that has not been reported. Yes. If I can also mention on that question, if you guys don't mind, a lady came to my office two weeks ago, obviously anonymous.
Yes.
This person obviously was accompanied by the neighbor.
Yes.
Blue eye, she can't even see through the eye. Can I say this in Afrikaans?
Yes.
Yes, die oog is toegeslaan.
Wow.
Nee? Maar hoor is so, die vrou mens sweer, sit uit die tak tak het geval. And you know, you cannot force a person to open a case or to confirm.
Yes.
So that's the sad part.
Yeah.
So if this lady is listening or anybody that knows this person, you know what? Just come and talk to me. You know, talk to any social worker. Talk to somebody that will make you feel that you are not less than a woman.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to suffer alone.
Oh,
and like Raylene has explained earlier, they first investigate the case. Well, gaan nie jou man in die tjoekie gooi. And then she no bang, I can only brood go feel for the aunt me.
Exactly.
Because that is the reality what people are going through out there.
Yeah.
Dis my brood winner.
Exactly.
Jy kan hom nie wegvat nie.
Yes.
Jy weet dit is my man. Dit is my kinders se pa. But guys, this is the reality, you know. Like Raylene has mentioned before, come talk.
Yes.
We don't have to
really
do anything. We don't have to report.
Really
just
simple.
Release. Just vent.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. Just
vent.
Must be tired.
Yeah.
If you know of someone, they must be tired, because I think as a human being, you do not want to go through all of that unnecessary trauma.
Exactly. Unnecessary. And why do you have to do it alone?
Exactly.
No, you don't have to go through it
you
alone.
You really don't have to. You're not alone. You are really not alone. And we are your voice of hope. Please come. Ons arms is wavet oop. Raylene is here to help you.
Yeah.
Please, guys, if you know of anyone, give them their contact details.
Yes, please.
I mean, help them tune in if needs be, because this is really important.
Yes, and this is why we're doing it, just to inform you guys. If you are afraid, this is the platform where you can anonymously get
Definitely.
The help you need.
Definitely.
You know, find out the numbers. You know, listen to the information given,
That's
how
true.
It works. Where do you need to go?
Yes.
What causes it? You know, how you can seek the help. You know, this is why we do these things. So
Definitely.
Please, guys, if you know of someone, you know, dot the details down. Even if you just send it to them and they do nothing with it.
Yes.
Just make them aware of it.
That's true.
Just creating get the awareness. Knowledge out there.
Yes,
yeah.
Creating awareness. You are doing your part by creating awareness, of
Most
course.
Definitely, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we can definitely go on about this, but it's really a serious something.
It is.
It's a serious matter.
Yeah.
And we can't take it lightly. And we just have to. And I wish I could walk around with, what do you call this? It's a megaphone, right? The what do you call this thing, man?
Well, yeah.
It's the megaphone. I'm going to call it a megaphone, guys. I think you know what I mean. But just to make a noise about gender-based violence and substance abuse, we all know that this is happening in our community.
Yes.
We do know someone that is definitely going through this. I know it sounds like we are repeating ourselves, but it's really, really important, because enough is enough.
Most definitely. Yes. And Byron, you mentioned there, Raylene is doing, it's not just me.
Yes, it's
there's
not
a
just
lot
Raylene.
Of people out there, you know,
True.
That's doing an awesome job.
Yes,
and
yes.
if we can just link up together, you
yes.
know, all these
yes.
different people together,
yes.
I'm sure we can make a bigger impact.
Definitely. It's important for our organizations.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
let's unite people. This is our community. This is our people. Let's look after each other. Let's work together.
Yes.
I mean, if the more we work together as a team, oof, you can imagine the impact
yes,
it would have.
Most definitely.
And just alone, not alone in our community, but I mean the world at large.
Yeah.
Yes,
so come on, guys. Please, let's work together.
Even maybe have conferences within churches.
True.
Yes.
Just to have more knowledge go out
yes.
there. Want soms weet, people might go there and sitting there, you know, just that hour of getting that release,
yeah.
like, you know,
yes.
I, God help me.
Yes.
We can even have it in churches, have it
yes,
in our schools.
Why not?
Yes.
Get all, just to have the knowledge out there, because people are lacking the knowledge.
Yes.
yes.
And guys, let's be a beacon of hope to these people. Let's not turn a side eye, a blind eye.
Yes.
Please, let's not do that. I mean, we can definitely just help our community members through that, of course. I can buy a product for Skemela. But this, I think this also covers what we've been discussing. But why is it so difficult for women to leave an abusive partner? Let's say men or women.
Yeah. You have to say both, because,
yes.
like
yeah.
I said, you know, there's different reasons.
Yeah.
As we said before, it could be, you know, this is the safe haven. This is the place where I go, where
yes.
I sleep.
Yeah.
This is the father of my children.
Yes, yes.
Most of our victims don't have any other family members,
yeah.
you know. Or because I deal with substance abuse,
yes.
he's the person providing the substance.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
so people come to my office and I can keep them safe for an hour,
yes.
but they still have to go back home.
Yes.
You know, so it's difficult. There's financial reasons why
mm-hmm.
the person cannot leave the person.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you really want to leave,
mm.
before you leave, pray about it first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seek the help.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get the information.
Yeah.
Report it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And the pros and the cons.
Yes.
Weigh the pros and the cons. Because not all abusers want to abuse
yes.
people.
Yes.
And I must also mention that there are women out there that wants to be abused. I'm so much going to say it straight out loud
yes.
there. There's people that really, because they feel like if he abuses me, he loves
he
me.
He loves
yeah.
me. Yeah.
That's not love, people.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were not
yes.
created to be beaten.
Yes.
We were created, we were not created on this earth to suffer.
Yes.
You know, so don't think to yourself that
Oof.
I deserve this.
You don't.
I made him angry. It's
yeah.
my fault. It doesn't matter what you did. You don't deserve to be beaten
yeah.
by
but
anyone.
But I also think it's the manipulation that,
yeah.
especially if you
that plays a
being
part
abused
of that.
By
yes.
a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That manipulation, and then eventually you start
yeah.
believing it.
Oh.
Because, yeah, people should understand that it's not just physical, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is emotionally and mentally as well. And that can, for me, in some senses, can be much worse than physical.
True.
Exactly.
True.
Because that's
scars you much more deeper.
Yeah. Yes, because people can't see that.
Yes.
You know, and the internal scars is what's mostly what's yes. most hurtful.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yes. But that's where therapy comes in. Yeah. You know, when you speak to a professional, that's when the healing starts.
Yes. Yes.
And if the healing starts from the inside, it will start showing on the outside.
That's true.
And
that's
guys,
true.
Seeking out professional help or in some sense a psychologist, it's a very taboo topic. And especially a lot of, you know, I would say colored and black communities because people think that ma asek normal.
And let me just
asek normal.
On that topic, there is a big difference between mental health and mental illness.
Yes.
We all have mental problems.
Yes.
Because financial problems, relationship problems,
it affects your mental health.
It's all mental.
But mental illness is obviously different when you have the diagnosis there. So people tend to think when we refer, especially from a substance abuse perspective, to mental health, it's not that we're saying you're crazy.
Yes.
It's mild in order of mental. No.
No.
That's not the case. And like you said, in our community, if they say that you're on mental medication, they think you're crazy. And that's definitely not the case.
Of even as you met iemand gaan praat, dan hoekom? As ek sê dis mal nie. But that's not the case.
Exactly.
It's getting a point of view from a professional that you might not see.
That
will tap into a problem that you nooit geweet
het. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's something you might have think it's normal.
Yes.
It's
yes.
And it's not a weakness to find help.
No, definitely
not. It's a strength, actually, to go out and, you know.
And that is why it's so important for you to discuss past, present, and future.
Yes.
Because that's when you tap into, you know, the root cause of what happened. And why you started using substance or why you're being abused.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
That is true.
Sure. The question I want to ask is, like, what do you think is why does GBV happen? What causes it? Or do you think it's something in the mind that triggers off, or someone that has gone through trauma? Why do you think gender based violence happens?
Well, Byron, I must say that's also a very difficult one.
You were
not born being an abuser. You're not being born being a substance user even.
Yes.
So life happens.
You know.
And you cannot say as a man that you will never be an abuser. I'm not predicting that you will be. Don't get me wrong.
No,
I don't want you to become one.
Explain yourself.
We ain't the abuser, Noni. But mostly, I don't know. Alcohol also plays a very big role in abuse. You know, the person becomes somebody else when they're drunk.
Yes.
So you have to look at the different reasons and the different causes or circumstances.
I don't
want to promote gender-based violence, but obviously there's something wrong. Something's wrong with the picture if you're being abused.
True.
I like what Fatima Abdul once said. She said we have to change GBV to godly-based values.
That I love.
I still remember it like today. That's what we need to instill in our sons, in our daughters, in our community. If we do that, we won't have gender-based violence.
So it's
baie belangrijk om het meer te motiveren.
But
the gender-based violence kind of has a negative connotation to it.
Yes.
You know, I'm being gender-based violence.
Yes.
It's violence is already a negative word.
If
you change it into a positive, you know, like
turning
I said,
negative,
turning the negative into a positive.
Yeah.
You know, tell your son this is how you need to treat a lady.
Yes.
And tell a lady that you don't accept anything less than the best.
But
I also think, you know, in some instances, it also becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Because you get where broken women or men, fathers, raise broken children. But they basically raise them on a survival mode because of their trauma and they have not healed.
Yes.
So they're passing it through on their children and their children. Kijk, jy kan nie iets gee wat jy nie van weet nie. So a lot of instances, people have this thing of... But all I know is this abuse. And guys, it's not physical. This becomes a mental thing.
Yes.
It becomes an emotional thing. Yes. Where ek is so gewoond, iemand praat lelik met of my ma was so behandel. This is how I know it is done. And I think it needs to start with, that's what I'm saying, it has to be instilled within our children.
Definitely.
Yes. That they need to, not just our daughters, not just our sons.
Yes, the community
at
large.
It has to be informed, you know.
But that is why we have to have more awareness campaigns.
That's true.
You know, community dialogues on these things. That's why I say all the organizations must get involved.
Yes.
It doesn't have to only be a gender-based violence organization. all these small organizations in our community needs to come together so that we can come up with a solution for all these problems, because most of them are interlinked. Substance, can relate to gender-based violence, but it's not only substance users that's abusing their partners. So if we can all just come together, you know, and like I said, we will make a huge impact. Not just in our community, we can even go further. Why not?
But I think if we, like you said, push it more.
Have
more awareness, because there's really a lack of knowledge. Like, I didn't know you can report it anonymously, and you know, there's new organizations that are coming up, and even the police are now more involved.
Very much so.
So we people are not aware. And the thing is with the police station, unfortunately, I just need to mention this as well, because a lot of people have this thing in mind. Onse police stasie doen hulle werk nie. Ek kan nie gaan nie. Hulle gaan niks doen nie. Dis die waarheid.
That's the truth.
So people are not aware of the changes that is happening
there. Of course.
Yeah, like I mentioned, the victim empowerment unit, they are stationed at the police station. Naishi and Petunia, they are very good with dealing with these kind of cases. We also have Eunice. She's from Department of Social Development, assigned to Estrus for gender-based violence.
Awesome.
So if people say they go to the police station, tell them to ask for the victim empowerment unit or the victim empowerment center. That's where they will definitely get help. And they normally inform me, and that's how I get involved with them. There's also a support group run by the Eliminating of All Forms of Violence and Abuse every Thursday at 10 a.m. at the police station. Everybody's welcome. When you come there, you don't have to tell your story. You can just listen.
So
that's give information. They give support. They educate. So you don't have to go there. It's not an AA meeting where you say, I'm Raylene and I'm an alcoholic. No, it's not something like that. It's just where you go and you get information. So you sit there and you listen. And then you leave.
And I don't think it just have to be you that is being abused. It should be all of us.
Go for information. Why not?
Because tomorrow, this might occur to me, not even just to me. It could be happen to my neighbor, it could happen to my child,
but
it could happen to my mother, it could happen to my sister
or colleague.
So in that sense, then we are geared up with the right knowledge of how to
enhance
handle
your knowledge,
because I think that is what's lacking a lot, because a lot of us don't know what to do.
That
seems like the normal thing to say to you.
But I mean, it's us as colored people. We're quite honest people, and we tell the thing as it is. And that is why people would be like, "Hey man, los man, los a person." Or that is,
but you know,
that's a normal people obviously are do answer on stuff like that.
But just to mention on that one, we normally tend to tell the truth when it's not happening to us.
Okay, that's also true. That is also very true.
But when it happens to you, you know, it's difficult to come out or to say it and to speak out. So that's why I'm here today, to tell you, speak out, people. There are people that wants to listen, and there is help out there.
And like Raylene earlier said earlier, guys, speak up. But she didn't say step out. There's the difference.
It's a big difference.
So she's not encouraging you to leave, or but she just wants to listen to your story
first.
Then we work around getting you healthy, getting you strong. And then that choice will come, where you will come to that realization and leave.
And Raquel, you mentioned something about brokenness.
Yes.
You know, and broken families, broken people, you cannot heal another broken person.
That's the truth.
So you first need to find that healing. And that's where people like us, you know, social workers or community workers or counselors or volunteers are there. So because we need to make sure that you are okay first, you know, before we can continue on this journey of healing.
Because it affects, you know, it's a vicious cycle. It's like a virus. It spreads.
Yes, it does.
So it goes to your kids and it goes to your family.
Ja, maar ek dink ons is baie oud tyds om te sê ek het nie geweet nie. Ek dink in today's
age,
in this day and age, there is help out there. Jy moet net jou ore gooi.
And make avail yourself. Avail yourself if you need the help. You know, is there any safe place anyone who's obviously affected by GBV can be moved to if they don't have, if they want to be with the abusive individual anymore?
You know, at the moment, I normally refer them to House of Mercy.
Right.
But we're actually busy planning a place here in Estrus, calling it Safe Space Ministries.
Okay.
This is with the Emmanuel Congregational Church.
Oh,
this
awesome.
Will be launched next year.
That's awesome. Nice. That's great stuff.
Maybe if you invite me again to announce the launch.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely. We will, we will do the things.
It will be SSM. SSM,
okay.
Shalom Safe Spaces Ministries,
right.
Where we would like to take the, you know, keep the person.
Yes,
if
yes.
they really feel like, you know what, I had enough. I
yeah.
cannot take this anymore.
Yes.
I want to leave this person
yes.
so that they can be safe.
Yeah.
And you also know, we don't want to just keep them in a place where they're like in jail, in the trunk, you know.
Yes, yes.
We want to keep them active. They can go to work and come back, like
True.
A safe house.
Yes.
You know, where you
safe
can still
house,
go
yeah.
out and go look for work or
yes,
go
yes.
to school,
yeah.
you know. So that's the plan, God willingly. So please pray for us.
Yes,
that's what we want to create.
Will.
Because
I think that's so needed in our community.
It is very needed.
I think it's long overdue.
It
a
is.
Lot of people have been talking because this is was going to be what I wanted to ask. Like, is there like a safe house for,
yes.
for a woman?
Yes.
You know, I,
yeah.
we, I think
this
we have for drugs.
Yes.
For substance
for
abuse.
Substance
yeah.
abuse
but,
yeah.
But think for this now. It's
very important.
Duly important
yeah.
as well.
Very.
That we need to
so
have
we
it.
Need the government to get on board
yes.
with this because we need the place in Estrus.
Yeah.
You know, to keep a person safe for an hour or two doesn't make a difference
yes.
because
yes.
it's safe to go back home. We need to keep them where they are safe
yeah.
for life. You know?
Yeah.
Until they decide to move out of Estrus or move away or move out of the
yeah.
country if,
yes.
if,
yeah.
if needs be.
Yeah.
But yes, like I said, hopefully by next year we'll have a place like that. And with the police being on board, which is, it will be a safe space because the police
yes.
will be involved.
Yes,
and
yes,
because
yes.
most people are scared. What if he comes and looks
exactly.
for me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and finds me again.
And
yeah.
finds me again.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think in some instances when they run away. And they find you, it kind of like aggravates the whole situation.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the abuse becomes much more worse.
Uh-huh.
Because
and
then
intense.
The abuser feels embarrassed.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Why did yeah. you tell the people?
Yes.
I'm
yes.
yes.
Because people will, maybe it's a people, a person with status in the
yes.
community.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
so
yes.
the person will be embarrassed. And then
yeah.
the abuse will be more aggravating than before.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yes, that's what I'm saying. Ladies, please speak out. Ladies mm-hmm. or gents.
I wanted to say,
yes.
manna ook as a brief.
Yes,
a brief. Guys, it's not
manna
a shame.
Is glad as skande nie?
Yes, ons ken van hy mee. Is wat jou klap deur die gesig en krap en but it's
yeah.
abuse or nie net dit nie wat jou afdruk wat eerlik
yes.
in jou
yeah.
that's also abuse and
yeah.
I think it's
and
more
think
difficult
of,
for men
yeah.
because it's an ego thing
yes
yes,
yes.
maar kom praat
yes.
mannetjies
I think
praat.
We have to create more awareness as to
yeah.
what is abuse especially when it comes to mental abuse and
yeah.
emotional abuse. I think people
physical
are not
abuse, yeah.
educated
yes,
enough
that's
with
true.
Regards to that because what I think they might be thinking it's normal.
Yes,
yeah.
I also
yeah.
think so.
Yeah.
People are thinking it's normal and,
yeah.
and it's not. It
yes.
is not. If it does not make you feel better as a person, I don't think it's right at all.
Yeah. No, definitely.
But eventually
right
the manipulation will have you thinking.
Yes.
Obviously, you manipulate yourself by thinking, it's fine. You'll get over it.
Yes.
You have to get over it.
Or you
you're
think that
have to be a stronger
you're the
person.
Reason why it happened.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you start blaming yourself.
I made
yourself.
Him angry. Yes.
Yeah.
If I just didn't say that word.
Yes.
You know, I heard lots of stories. I can tell
yes.
you hundreds of stories.
Yes, yes.
But unfortunately, I think my time is up. So you'll definitely have to have me back on the show.
We will definitely.
We love you, Rudy. We love you.
I love you guys, too.
Oh man, can you feel the love around it?
Definitely.
you know, before we let you go, of course, I think you answered this question, but
mm-hmm.
maybe to someone who just tuned in,
yes.
How can we fight the fight of this gender-based violence
in our community
and substance abuse
yes,
in
yes.
our community?
You know, firstly, I would say admitting that there's a problem.
Yeah.
So I would call it pre-contemplating when
mm-hmm.
you start thinking of do you want to report it or
yeah.
not or do you want to stop or not. So
yeah.
let's say pre-contemplating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the contemplating where you decide I want help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the action by physically
yeah.
going to a place for help.
Yeah.
And then start the process of healing. And then
yeah.
obviously the maintenance thereof. You know, making sure that this person is still okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also want to mention there is an event by EVAP at the police station on the 10th of December.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome.
Nice.
They're going to give information on GBV and they're also going to treat the person to a new hairstyle, nail polish, pampering
nice.
Session. And it's free for anybody. 10 a.m.
So I can go.
Yes, why not? I'm going to be there. So that's also something I would like to mention.
Yes.
And like I said, it's other organizations, other people doing brilliant work out there. Let's all get together. I'll also give my number so that we can link up. Please don't call me for any other things but substance related or gender based related information. And just remember, I also do have a life. People tend to call me at 2 a.m. in the morning and ask, are you sleeping? I mean, come on.
Yes, obviously.
So if I can just give you that Gauteng number again.
Yes,
yes,
please.
It's 0800-428-428.
Okay.
That you can report anonymously. And you can call me or find me at the Estrus Clinic. I have an office at the Estrus Clinic.
Right.
Or you can contact me on 081-389-555.
Can you repeat that, please?
081-389-555.
Awesome. We have to share those details on our social media pages, Port FM as well. It's important that we, in your WhatsApp statuses, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Let's create awareness.
Yes, make it go viral.
Let it go viral. Let's go.
Laws I will gate
videos. I know it's festive, guys, but this is also important. You could be helping someone who's just viewing your status.
Yeah,
yes, that's true.
Yeah, that is.
Simply by just sharing that picture, you didn't even know that you saved someone's life.
Yes.
Think about that, guys. Think about it. Wow. Anyway, Rulene, I feel you can as I think via I could reach my blazer and run. But Rulene, thank you so much for being a beacon of hope to our community.
Yes.
And for enlightening us with all this important information. I mean, please use us as your
platform.
There we go.
Okay.
To create more awareness about any more events that could help benefit our community, of course, especially with when it comes to substance abuse and gender-based violence, of course, because that is a big issue in our own community.
It's our and pandemic.
We can't, and we can't turn a blind eye to that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So please make use of us. Please continue doing the awesome work. God is going to bless you so much more. So get ready for a shower of blessings.
Yes, thank you so much. No, thank you so much for having me, guys. And like I said, there's always information available.
Yes,
people must just make themselves available for the information.
Yes.
But once again, thank you so much for having me.
Thank
and
you
making
so
me
much.
Feel
thank
so
you.
Welcome. And I will most definitely, like
you.
Byron said, I must use you.
Yes.
I'm going to abuse you. But thank you so much.
We it's say no to abuse here.
This is a good abuse.
All right, guys. Yes, that is Raylene Jacobs. We will be back with much more. So next up is Danny Gay. Oh,
yo, no. We're not going to do that to our brother.
Right, Danny Kay.
That's right.
With Hurt So Bad.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Port.
The Talk Line, darling.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And you are tuned to The Talk Line with Raquel and Byron. Mr. Byron Michael Barnes.
Neil, he said it for.
Oh, sorry. Why do I do that? Maybe you should switch it for me.
It's Byron Michael Barnes.
Barnes. But that's what I said.
No, but you were saying...
No, it's not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had Raylene Jacobs in the studio with us earlier.
Oh, awesome.
And we had an interview with her regarding the gender-based violence pandemic that we're facing within our community. It was very insightful, very informative.
Definitely.
We will also be posting that information on our socials as well. Where you can reach out, where you can contact her, the anonymous reporting line and all of that.
Yeah.
Up next, guys, we're going to have an interview with Bronwyn Swartz. She's one of the Feltman's family members. And we're just going to talk to her about the tragic fire incident that took place about a week and a half ago. We have Bronwyn on the line with us. Hello, Bronwyn, and welcome to our show this evening.
Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi there, everyone, and it's nice to be on the show. Thank you for the invite, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Oh.
Thank you so much. Well, firstly, Bronwyn, you know, we just want to send our heartfelt, about the incident that took place. It was very heartbreaking that, you know, that happened.
Yes.
You know, your family has been within the community for many years.
Yes,
very
of
well known. But with that, what basically started that fire that day?
Okay, so the fire was started by young children who were playing with matches or a lighter in one of the rooms in the house, and it just rapidly spread and basically just destroyed everything in the house.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, just see how quickly an accident can happen, and that took place. So tell me, did anyone get hurt that day with the fire that took place?
Fortunately, nobody was injured. You know, all lives were spared.
Amen.
Nobody got hurt. So we're just so thankful to God that, you know, lives were spared,
definitely.
And that it was actually just the house that was gutted in the fire.
Yeah, glory be to God. Because, a house we can replace, but lives we
cannot
replace.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's so true, yes.
So what was the response the family has received from the community since that day that the incident took place?
Well, what I can say is, guys, we have a fantastic community.
That's true.
The community of Estes really responded immediately.
Wow.
On the day, on the scene, there were already people trying to assist. And, you know, we got donations of every kind come in, you know, on a daily basis.
Wow.
But our biggest
amazing.
Surprise was when DJ Jazzy D and the Feeder Family team came to the house. And they made a promise to the family that the house would be restored by Christmas.
Oh, awesome.
So you can just imagine the joy and, you know, how overwhelmed we were by that. So
can
we also
imagine.
Thank God for him and his team, because they are doing such great work, not only for us, but for others in need as well.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I saw
that's
the
just
pictures.
So amazing, hey?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, the family was just filled with tears, you know, not just tears
of
sadness, but joy,
and
overwhelmness, you know, about how our community came together.
I'm sure they must have been very grateful.
Yeah. So tell us, what is currently the progress with the house currently?
Okay, so we were asked not to go to the house, not to pass there, not to take photos, because they wanted to be a reveal. They wanted to see the house, a surprise. So come the day that they are finished, the family will be able to view. But at the moment, you know, it's a no-go area for the family.
Nice.
So, you know, I really have no clue what it looks like, what has been done, etc.
Sure.
So it will all be a surprise to the family.
That's
awesome,
man.
So awesome. I think that is one of the greatest gifts.
That should be an event, if you ask me.
That has been given for this.
Definitely.
This is currently the season of giving.
This
and that is
celebrated.
Just so amazing. That and especially it coming from our community. I think
and
that's just tremendous.
This time of the year, the season of giving.
Yes.
The season of giving, guys. This is really
awesome. We don't have words to say thank you for everything
I can only imagine.
Been done and is continuously being done in this time.
Especially in this year where we face such difficulties.
Such difficult times.
Yes. It's just remarkable. So tell us, Bronwyn, what else does the family still need? And how can the community still help?
Okay, so the community can help by just calling Jazzy Dean. I'll give the number on air. It is, his cell phone number is 079-258-7494. So when you phone him, you'll be able to, you know, find out what is still necessary to complete this huge project of his.
Yes.
They really need all the help that they can get. So it would be appreciated if Jazzy can be contacted. And then also there's an email address, and that is help@djjazzyd.co.za.
Bronwyn, do you mind just repeating that cell phone number for us, please?
Yes.
Sure. The cell phone number is 079-258-7494.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And then
much.
Just that email address as well, please, Bronwyn.
The email address is help@djjazzyd.co.za.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, Bronwyn, thank you so much for spending this few minutes with us just to talk to us and, you know, give us an update on the remarkable joy of giving. I just love, you know, that thought of, you know, you guys are getting the greatest gift.
Yes,
you know, big ups to our community, a home you're getting for Christmas.
Big ups to our community. Oh, yes. Big ups to JZD for stepping up and
it feels like a dream.
Yes. Definitely. I can only but imagine. But I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, you got so much to be grateful for. Let's continue to support all each other. And if there's a need with our friend, family, or just our neighbor, let's all be there just to support each other.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Bronwyn.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bronwyn. And for your exposure of this and, you know, for all the love and support. Oh, we truly, truly, truly appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Bronwyn. That is why we're here for the community.
You guys, once brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
In yesterday, we all should have the created culture where we are family. And we should be there always for each other, regardless of shape, size, male, female. Let's all be there for each other.
But yes, thank you so much, Bronwyn. And Godspeed there. And we can't wait for the big reveal.
Thank you so much. God bless you all and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Bronwyn. Goodbye. Keep safe. Bye-bye. Yes, wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was remarkable. There you have it, your update. For some of you guys who heard that or did not hear that, the family is not allowed to see the house.
Yeah, it is.
Because Jazzy D, bless that man. God bless that man
immensely.
Yes, he is planning a big reveal for the family. For Christmas. They
should
having
be a celebration.
So I think we need to do a follow-up on that.
We need to do a follow-up
on that. Be there when,
Bronwyn,
you know, contact
please.
Them and yeah.
We want the 411 on that.
Yeah. Or be there when the big reveal is
yes,
there.
Yes, that too. That
I
too,
think that,
that
will
too.
Just be so awesome.
Definitely.
All right, guys. That was our second interview. Very busy. But yeah, guys, let's head over to a little ad break and then we're going to head into our local artist of the week.
Yay!
And many
more. And I must say, it's just a reminder to say, we are reminding you that it is no festival.
But a safe one. Let's not forget that.
Yes, obviously.
Sanitize that mask.
You know, Portis, we're all about following the rules and regulations and looking after ourselves and enjoying a safe and fun festive season.
Definitely.
Responsibly. Ma, geniet it.
Yes, guys. So, yeah, don't touch the dial. You're still tuned to the talk line. Guys, if you have any comments for us, compliments, preferably, you know, just let us know. Even if you have any questions or how to contact Raylene or any, you know, update you would like or details you would like for Jazzy D.
Just tell us how you are. Tell us how your day was. Even if you feel like you just want to say hi to your mama, to your papa, we're all here for that, Nana. So please do not be afraid.
Yes, and that number is 074-563-5748. That number again is 074-563-5748.
Awesome.
So yes, guys, we're going to head over to the little ad break, and then I'm going to let you head it up with Joe with No One Else Comes Close.
Yes.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Poort.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and you are tuned to The Talk Line on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. You can stream us live on www.poortfmradio.com. But why the hassle when you can simply download the app from the Google Play Store and Ian click away. Click.
Plus you could find our podcast there.
Everything.
So
our
if
info,
you missed a show of us, Nana, it's all there for you. For your
simplicity
entertainment.
Simplicity is key.
Pakistani.
Guys, and yes, please send us your voice notes. We would love to hear from you guys. Our WhatsApp number is 074-563-5748. And of course, we have a landline hot bling number, which is 074-471-7718. Yes.
Yay.
So blow up our lines.
That's right.
Blow up our lines.
Do the most. Do the most, Nana. Remember, yes, we are all here for that. Guys, so tonight, as you know, every night actually. Ugh, not every night.
We wish we could
on Sven's, on Sven's. But every Tuesday evening, we know we bring you the fun segment where we bring you the our latest, not only the latest, but our local, not I would even local, the main South African artist of the week, which is Black Coffee. And Nkosinathi Innocent Mpumulo was born on the 11th of March 1976, better known by his stage name, Swart Coffee, Black Coffee. He's a South African DJ, record producer, singer, and songwriter. He began his career around 1994 and has released 5 albums thus far, as well as a live DVD. One of the most admired and respected artists in the industry. Black Coffee became prominent after participating it's an academy in Cape Town, Red Bull Music Academy, which was held in Cape Town in September 2015, where he won the Breakthrough DJ of the Year. And that, I think, he just catapulted from there. I mean, everyone knows, yes, Black Coffee.
Yes,
everybody.
The one man.
I mean, he has Swizz Beatz on his speed dial. He has Usher on his speed dial.
Drake.
He has Pharrell on his speed dial. I mean, the list goes on. Yes. So Black Coffee has been flying our South African flag very, very high, all over the world.
Yes.
And yeah, man. So that is our artist of the week. Raquel, would you bless them with?
As ready. Always, that's what I am. With a blessing ready. To people.
It's ready, ne? From?
Ready from Black Coffee featuring Celeste. One hot one. You guys, and this is just going to put you more into that little festive mood.
That's right.
So enjoy, guys. It's Black Coffee with Ready For You featuring Celeste.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things good.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back to The Talk Line with myself, Byron Michael Barnes, and
Cricky
Curls. Guys, we had such an awesome time on our show, Raquel. What do you think? Safely Nanas.
As always. Yes. Without a fail. It's every week.
Definitely. We had Raylene
Jacobs.
Oh, yes. We had such an awesome guest as well. Her energy is awesome. Where she obviously informed us so much about gender-based violence.
Yeah.
And substance abuse and the importance of how to create awareness about it in our own community.
Our community.
Yes, the
facing.
Two pandemics that we are currently experiencing in our own community, of course, as well. And we also had Bronwyn Swartz, who obviously shared about how amazing our community is.
Yes.
And DJ Jazzy D, who pulled through and did the
things.
He's obviously going to surprise them soon. I believe they said before Christmas.
For Christmas, yes. They're going to surprise them with the reveal of their house.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the family is not allowed to take pictures, go
near, or
not even drive past the house, which I think is incredible.
Yeah.
Because they want to surprise the family.
Definitely.
And they informed that if you would like to get involved with helping the family, that you can contact DJ Jazzy D. There was an email address. I think it's help DJ Jazzy. Is it
Gmail? No. Let's get the details because I'm not too sure.
Yeah, they give us help. But you can inbox him as well on his Facebook as well.
Page.
There's also the details there so you can get in contact with him on how to help the family and what
definitely.
They still need.
Definitely.
Which I think is awesome. But unfortunately, guys, as die tyd van die aand,
ons moet
groet in die wonderlike naam van Jesus.
En sê naan vir julle nanas.
Dierbares.
Thank you so much. Do tune next week. We're gonna have an awesome guest coming up.
A very lit for that.
Yes. This is representing us. Ooh, I gave it away almost. But anyway,
yes,
guys,
do tune in
next week. We love you so much. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Even if you just one person tuned in, on this live for you. We are here for you, Nana.
We feel the love. Bluetooth.
Everywhere. Good night, guys. God bless.
Keep it safe, guys. Bye-bye.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.